Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. When looking for ways to pay for college, sometimes students overlook the obvious, federal loans. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. My daughters have long since graduated from college, but are still paying off student loans. Student loans are good debt because the interest rates are lower and it's also an investment in their future. So while I encourage them to consistently pay down loans, I adamantly advise them to focus on paying off high-interest credit card debt first. Now, I watch friends whose children are in college and searching for how to pay for it. It's important that they understand that not all student loans are the same. There are federal loans and private loans, and the differences are worth noting. Stafford loans are federally guaranteed student loans, and I like them a lot. They have fixed interest rates, and they have flexible repayment terms. If your student is enrolled full-time, regardless your family income, they absolutely can take out a Stafford loan. Private student loans are the more expensive options. They're offered by the same lenders that provide federal loans, but their interest rates are variable, which means there's no set limit on just how high they can go, and the repayment terms aren't very flexible. According to the College Board, private loans account for 29% of all undergraduate loans in the past 10 years. So why are so many college students taking out private student loans? In part, it's because the amount of federal money a student can borrow is limited, and the limits haven't kept up with the consistently rising costs, so students take out private loans to bridge the gap. But it's also because many students, enticed by misleading marketing of private lenders, don't first take advantage of federally funded student loans. Experts advise that students first exhaust federal loan eligibility. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.